G'day, it's Dangerous Dave here. Thank you for subscribing to the Kennedy Malloy podcast. Huge week coming up next week. I'll tell you about in just a moment. But sit back, relax, and enjoy what was last week with The Week in Review.
We started the week with Jane yet again bowing before the air fryer.
You just don't need to add oil or anything. You can make French fries.
Can you cook a chicken?
So
in
good.
It?
Yes.
You can't cook a whole chicken in a microwave. It's not necessarily faster, but a microwave chicken would be disgusting.
Amish Blake was also on board the air frying phenomenon.
I've done a lot of fried chicken in there. You know those like Sara Lee Nana
apple fries?
Those mini microwave, do you? Nick, you go and microwave your frozen apple pie and
you,
live your sad life while the rest of us enjoy crispy on the outside, fluffy, hot, delicious on the inside food.
Instagram's algorithm was back. Adding up some interesting results for Mick.
As a joke and to annoy you, I started following Brazilian supermodels. Now, all of a sudden, they've got me pinged as a bit of a pervert down at Instagram Central.
Why,
so now they just keep suggesting things for me that I don't want.
Like what?
You know, more big hands. It's no longer a special thing. It used to be fun when it popped up in the feed. Now it's just a cavalcade of norgs.
David Attenborough had a prehistoric gift for the royals.
Prince George got a shark tooth that's 23 million years old. My children would kill for that.
And can I say this? I reckon it's Cher's. Cher's.
Gwyneth Paltrow birthday suited up to celebrate her 48th.
Posted a picture of herself in the nutty. Front garden looking like Lady Godiva. Just imagining her cake with 48 of her own candles. 48 vagina candles. I'm going, woof. You don't want to get downwind. Quick, Gwyneth, blow them out. No, don't make the wish. Just blow them out now.
A survey revealed Germans are cutting back their meat intake by 40%.
No, they're called flexitarian.
That doesn't explain, however, that they have a diet of 100% meat and pretzels as we speak.
Now
it goes meat, 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 pretzel, meat.
Meat.
Pickle, meat, 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 meat.
And a perfect chance for Jane to bust out her German accent.
A juicy burger.
Todd Sampson joined us to chat about the season finale of his show Body Hack with a voodoo ceremony in West Africa.
They got me to ingest some things. I don't know what, like 100% alcohol. I'm on my knees, naked, towel wrapped around me, while they killed six animals and led them over my body.
That's Friday night at my house.
No Todd show appearance would be complete without...
The last two times, you have dropped the magic.
No, Nick, I am trying not to do that, so I'll leave you with this. Fuck you.
Okay. Oh. Okay. We, as we do with Todd every other time...
He lives on the edge, this man.
Denise Scott stepped us through lockdown bra conduct.
No one's coming to the house. It's just me and my partner, John. So we're in the middle of having dinner. I just take off my bra, hurl it. Don't care.
Wow.
You know, watching TV on the couch. Oh, take off my bra.
Denise, I dress up and I make sure I have a bra on when I do this radio show. But I must say...
Jesus.
No, I do.
You pop one on specially for the radio show.
I think
good
that's...
work.
So,
Bunnings sausage sizzle returned in some states.
Sausage sizzle will be back at Bunnings stores in the ACT this weekend and New South Wales next weekend. No announcement for Victoria.
So Mick demanded a sizzle boycott for Victorians.
We're all in this together.
No, we won't be trained.
Do not do it till weekend. Adam, you'll go out, won't you?
No, definitely not.
Bad karma's coming your way, Adam. Hope you get a poisonous sausage.
Or you burn the roof of your mouth. The onions.
John Williamson joined us on the 50th anniversary of Old Man Emu.
Let me tell you of an interview.
And told us about performing the track for the first time.
I was 23.
Yeah.
I was performing in a restaurant behind the Imperial Hotel in Moree, and I had to sing it twice more. Never had that happen ever since.
I think you might be fibbing there.
Jane introduced us to Australia's best bogan baby names for 2020.
Perhaps you might want to name your new baby girl Corona. Someone called their baby sanitizer. This is a boy's name. Just replace the K with a J, and you call your child Jevon.
No. Who's on the line? Is it Jevon?
Yes, mate, I am.
Oh, my apologies, Jevon.
You are a Jevon.
Well, it's actually a Welsh name. My father's Welsh, so he woke up when I was born and decided, how can I make my son's life harder than it can actually be?
Lee Sales' recent interview with Sarah Huckabee received the highest of praise from one of America's finest newscasters.
Dan Rather said, a tough, fair interview, a masterclass in how to ask questions and demand answers. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah, it's all blown away to see that.
Lee, I've got a question for you. Have you been typing away during this entire interview?
Sorry, it's my earring hitting my
ass. See, that's the answer we want.
You're not the only one who asks the hard questions.
Karen from Brighton, Victoria is over the lockdown and is heading to Queensland.
I'm leaving.
But has to quarantine in the NT first.
You need to know and understand there's no alcohol.
Karen?
Hang on a minute.
Karen?
You're joking, aren't you?
Jim Jefferies joined us from the States and had snuck in a Vegas wedding since his last appearance.
We went to the little white chapel where they have the drive-in and all the successful marriages were there. Michael Jordan's first, Britney Spears married. I didn't get the Elvis impersonator, but I watched an Elvis wedding. This is the thing with Elvis impersonators. They're all in their 60s. And the song he sang afterwards, "You're caught in a trap." Pick your song, Elvis. Pick your song.
But this week's breakthrough artist... is this parrot out of the UK? And it's cover from Captivity of Beyoncé's If I Were a Boy. So we gave this bird some industry buzz and passed it on to Michael Gudinski.
Parrot sounds like an absolutely no-brainer to me. It'd be a lot cheaper to tour than Beyoncé.
And I am available as a support act if you wanted to have a little listen.
I'm sorry, Michael.
I know, he does it all the time. Mick, I've got the perfect spot for you. You're in the cage next to the parrot.
Next week on Kennedy Malloy, the roster is bursting at the seams. We've got Rob Halford from Judas Priest. He's going to join us. Australian rock royalty Jimmy Barnes and his beautiful wife Jane will be on the show. Glenn Robbins. We've got Adam Rosenbarks, Nerilee Meadows and more. That's next week on Kennedy Malloy.